All right, well, thank you all for coming to this meeting of the Wikipedia Philadelphia meetup. We're primarily going to discuss the upcoming Wiki Takes Philadelphia event, which should be occurring in October, and the logistics of how this event's going to happen. If everybody wants to go around the room and say what your name is and what you do with Wikipedia, and then we'll get started.
Okay, hi, I'm Richard User Farros. I'm here as ambassador from Wikimedia New York City.
Hi, my name is Andrew Whitworth. I'm here from Wikibooks and the Wikimedia Chapters Committee.
Hi, I'm Josh User Mitvendenko. I edit Wikipedia.
I'm David Thompson. I live in Fairmount, and I've been busy mostly editing Philadelphia articles, but I do history articles. And sometimes I just hit random article and fix it.
Name's Adam, user Michizania. I am from the Roads Project and Trains Project and every other thing relating to geography you can think of. I'm here because I'm trying to help out with WikiStake Philadelphia and WikiStake Manhattan 3.
Okay, and I'm Mark Bloomberg. I am the guest the coordinator of this year event. And username M Bloomberg. So I guess basically let's get cracking. I'll give you guys an update from the last meeting. What we've done is we've reached out to local universities and asked if anybody would like to get involved with this event, and we've gotten a fairly good response from a lot of different people. Drexel University Department of Civic Engagement has a program where they get a lot of the freshmen involved on campus, and one of the ways they do it is through volunteer projects. And I sent the proposal for what WikiTakes Philadelphia to them, and they were very excited, and they said, no problem, let us know when the event's happening, and we'll advertise it. And I know from what type of other events they do, the freshmen would like this sort of event is good. So I'm hoping that we get a lot of people from that. The other organization we're partnering with is called Magpie. It's an organization that is behind Internet 2 and other technology.
It's like the Philadelphia area thing for Internet 2.
So that they have said, how can we help? What are your needs? And so we have done that, and we're looking like they might be partnering with us on much of this.
What? I put another one in.
Absolutely.
It just happens that I was trying to do something else with Penn, and I stumbled on a thing they called Civic House. And if you look on your website, you can find it. And it's much the same kind of thing that you were describing at Drexel. It's an effort of the university to get the students, I don't know if it's particularly students, but just freshmen, but to get the students involved in local civic activities. Now, what they mean by that, I don't know, but I think it's a lead that you should follow and see what you learn. But it's on the website for the University of Pennsylvania under Civic House, and I think they have a building.
Yeah, they probably have a house. which, you know, I mean, again, one of the main issues, and we'll get to this later, is where are we going to run this event out of? What's our home base? So if they have a spot that we can use as the home base, then that will definitely accomplish that or cross that off our checklist of things we have to get done between now and doing this event. Just before we get into too much depth about the event, I just want to go for the benefit of people who may have not listened to the webcast last time and other things. Like this chapter of or this subchapter of Wikipedia, it's going to be doing a lot of events and partnering with a lot of organizations and doing a lot of work around Philadelphia for the purpose of increasing knowledge about Wikipedia, what it's about, what the goal of the organization is, and also to improve the quality of the articles in Philadelphia, as part of the Wiki Project Philadelphia.
I don't know if you want to talk about. We're doing this Wiki Wiki takes Philadelphia. It's sort of modeled on what we did with what we've been doing in New York. We've done a number of other places. Wiki take Manhattan. So basically, we need a few things. We need goals. I wrote a list here. This is actually from Wikipedia Takes Manhattan 1. I lost it from Wikipedia Takes Manhattan 2. But you can see this is a list of goals. They're organized geographically. Similar thing should be done in Philadelphia. You could have 100, a couple hundred. That would be good. You want a base where we can have some computers at the end of the day. People can upload at hopefully some place at the beginning of the day, maybe even a place outside, where you can hand out little packets with instructions and this goal list or whatever. We were thinking about Flickr. When we first did it, we uploaded it with Communist, and then when we did the museum project, we used Flickr. I think actually I was thinking about on the bus ride over here, and we actually have a place where you can, like a Dropbox, a web Dropbox, that might work better. Prizes, we have a grant from the Wikimedia Foundation for $1,000 for Wiki's Take Manhattan. We might actually be able to give some of that to you, because we're probably not going to spend all of it. And hopefully we'll get permission for that. So hopefully we can help out with that and maybe get some prizes and whatever. Maybe get some food. That'd be nice at the end of the day.
Well, let's take one step back and explain what this project is. Do you want to do that?
Okay, so there are many, many articles on Wikipedia, and there are many, many articles on Philadelphia and the Philadelphia area, and articles about the history of Philadelphia, about the architecture of Philadelphia, about the culture of Philadelphia, and of, you know, the neighboring counties. And so a lot of them, you know, are just like one or two sentences, or even if they're a long article, often they don't have pictures, they're not illustrated. And the idea is that if we can send people out and just systematically collect these pictures and sort of make it like a little bit of a game, like a scavenger hunt. People go out in teams. And so we can fill in these articles and even encourage people to write better articles, because when someone, you know, sees that there's at least a picture there, it sort of, you know, gives them a sense that people are invested in it, you know, like, wow, someone actually went to the trouble of going out and taking a picture. I have to go help. I have to help too. So that's sort of, you know, the idea of like sort of building a community type thing there. And hopefully, you know, it sort of worked in New York, and I think it can be popular here too.
Yeah. And again, the goal is to try to kickstart this organization as a sub-chapter of the New York regional chapter, you know, based on the level of interest and that we're going to drive up with this event, we'll be able to do more things. Good mailing list and a good group of interested people.
Yeah.
But beyond university students, you're actually willing, maybe I'm the only example right now, but you're willing to take anybody off of Wikipedia or anybody that lives in Philadelphia to help with this effort, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We're looking for volunteers anywhere that we can find them. We foresee it being, you know, I can get better in contact with, you know, university students and stuff. You know, if we find other places we can advertise this event, you know, that'd be great. It's it's supposed to be a fun day around town.
But you don't have much lead time. We're talking about a month from now, right?
Yeah.
That's a short lead time for many events.
Well, I mean,
opinion, but I may be on.
Well, I mean, we've tried. This has been set as a fall event since last spring.
Yeah.
Everybody said that. Oh well, it's, you know, tough to plan stuff that far in advance, so I think that we can do it.
Have we settled on a date?
No, we have not settled on a date. We want to do something in October.
Yeah, so I think we more or less set Wiki Take Manhattan for October 10th. Hopefully we can do this as similar as possible to Wiki Take Manhattan, so there's no extra work involved.
Is that a Saturday or something?
That's a Saturday.
And what time
frame? It would be from, like, 1 o'clock till like sunset or something. That'll be in New York, in Lower Manhattan. Well, it'll start in Lower Manhattan. It'll be all over New York.
I mean, we could do. I think that if we do it on a Sunday, I think it's going to be more dependent on the Eagles' schedule more than anything else. Unfortunately, this town is crazy. So if there's like a bye week, and we can look into whether or not Eagles are not playing on a given
probably
Sunday.
Probably be interested in knowing whether Penn has a home football game. Don't look at me.
I don't know. I mean, again, I we'll see. We'll see what's the. There's a lot of constraints, and we'll see if we can. I mean, I was hoping that during this meeting we could talk about some dates and try to decide on one by the end of the meeting.
Like, I guess the big thing we would want to think was: do we want it before or after Wiki's Take Manhattan?
After.
After? Okay.
Because if we end up putting new stuff into this year's, we're going to want to implement that into this one.
Do you want to do that?
We'll give them a good chance to shake out the process before we come down here and do it our first time.
Can you do some research and find out what the Eagles' schedule is for October? Find if there's like a bye week by any wild chance, and it happens to fall on a given weekend.
October, be warned if the Phillies get into the playoffs.
Well, we'll have to make sure that doesn't happen.
Don't worry, they'll make sure.
They'll get into the playoffs, but it's, you know, will there be a game on the day that we do this?
The week of October 4th is a bye week.
Okay.
But that's previous to ours. So.
18 and 26, they're away.
At what time?
4:05 and then 8:30.
Okay, well, 8:30, that's good. I like that because we can do this whole event and then the Sunday night football will be after that. So that actually would work great.
Okay, so that's the 18th?
18? That's actually, it looks like Monday night football.
Okay, so it's there's no football game on the 18th, right?
No, on the 25th, there's no football game.
No, but because it's Monday.
Right. No, the 26th is the Monday. The 25th is the Sunday. No football game. The 18th has the game at 4:05. It's a Sunday.
Well, so. And what was, I'm sorry, what time was the one on the 4th? There's a bye week.
The 4th is a bye week.
Awesome. So, I think that, we may want to do this first. I know that we wanted to try to learn from New York, but...
When is New York happening?
At 10th. The 10th of October.
But I think for scheduling, I don't want to push it all the way to the 25th of October. I think that that's now starting to get into cold time, and the fact that I wanted to try to move on it faster than that. And also, I have pre-existing, I can't come on the 25th. It's not a big deal about my schedule, but that weekend doesn't work because I'm in Boston.
Okay.
Manhattan's done it twice. We have a new Flickr process, so
3 weeks.
I think this is achievable in 3 weeks. I really do. I mean, for college students, I think 3 weeks notice is enough. Really. I mean, if we start sending emails out tomorrow, yeah.
What date is this? Give me it again.
We're talking about the 4th of October, which is do we want to do a Sunday or a Saturday?
I want to be here for it, and I'm gonna be out Saturday.
Okay, well, how about Sunday?
Yeah, I'm gonna be Poughkeepsie Saturday, so Sunday would be good. It just means I'm gonna be flying from Poughkeepsie down here. So.
Well, we won't do it in the morning.
Yeah. Well, actually, no. I'll be going home that night, and I'll be coming by train tomorrow morning.
How is everybody else? Not that I don't care about your opinion. I do. How about everybody else? Is everyone else okay with that date? Yeah.
I'm fine.
You're good with that date?
October 11th isn't open?
That's the day after, and people have said they don't want to have it on the same weekend because just like this week, New York's doing it tomorrow, so we want to...
Yeah.
We don't want to create a conflict.
And it might rain and we might actually do it on Sunday. You know, it might be delayed for whatever reason.
And their scheduling is very... is primary because they are established, so we yield.
Do we have ideas of how we're going to print the packets and everything?
Okay, yeah, I mean, we can ask people for that. I mean, we can find a way to print the packets.
Okay.
It's not going to be that many.
Yeah.
And, you know,
Is everyone going to add 10 or 15 to this, to their list?
Yeah, that's very important. We have, there's a list online of I think it's called Objects Needing Pictures in Philadelphia, and that's what we're going to use to create our scavenger hunt list. So I encourage everybody to go online and to add stuff to that list as needed.
And on the fact, because every year for Wiki Sake Manhattan, we used more than just the actual location thing itself, not just in Manhattan, but if people wanted to have a choice and go out a little further than normal. But again, it's up to how you want to schedule it.
Yeah, I mean, we could.
If you see the current list, you'll see that there are targets in Center City. There's a lot of targets in Center City, Old City. and there's some targets in all the way up in North Philly. There's stuff, you know, basically all over the place. Just the criteria that I used to build this list was things accessible from public transportation. You know, the L or the regional rail. Yeah.
Why?
Well, just because I think most of the people are going to be college students and we're going to want...
They don't have a car.
They don't have a car.
I'm the only one with a car.
And, you know, and so it's not fair to everyone else that you get all those pictures. but, I mean, in all seriousness, I think that, you know, we want to make it available for everyone and make it, you know, relatively easy for
it's
everyone.
It's fine. To I just, yeah.
And, again, historical things which are notable or frequent or the parts that we really are most concentrating on is, like, Old City, which is obviously easy to get to. And, you know, West Philadelphia has a lot of historical stuff. And, you know, North Philadelphia, South Philadelphia. So all of that stuff should be definitely doable.
You didn't mention West Philadelphia.
Well, I said University City. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing west of University City. That's notable, obviously. Okay. So October 4th, that's good. And we'll let everybody know if that date changes. But that's probably... when it's going to be, and I know ideally we would want to have it after New York, but I don't want to, I think that having it, pushing it to all the way at the end of October is, you know, especially if it rains and we have to reschedule it, if we already, the first try is the end of October, I think it's going to make it hard to reschedule. So yeah, things are going very well with that. What else do we have? What else do we want to talk about?
And you're going to try to find a place to start, not necessarily in public.
Well, yeah, I mean...
But you want a place to finish up, and that Civic House is a possible place, and perhaps there might be...
Or if anyone knows a place in the Philadelphia area, particularly in the city of Philadelphia, where, you know, if someone has a friend with a bar or a restaurant or something, that would work too.
Yeah, I mean, the ideas were, you know, a restaurant would be ideal. We'll have food for everybody. And the other option is Magpie is an off.
If you're going to have refreshments when you come, is that in the budget?
I've been told.
Of course. Yeah. That's the most important thing in any budget is the food.
Well, I know. In Fairmount, I know several people that run restaurants and have rooms. Now, whether they have it Sunday afternoon available, but how many people you're talking about? You're not talking more than maybe... 20?
Well, no, that's the problem. We
at
might
the
have
high
a lot.
End, right?
No, 20. The problem is it could be a lot more than that.
It could?
The Drexel...
How many do you think it could
if
be?
If the freshmen all show up from Drexel, it could be 70, 80 people. And that's what I'm concerned about. I don't want to do... I think that once we have an RSVP out, we'll see how many people are coming, but I'd rather prepare on the high end rather than on the low end. And I'd rather have
I just don't have any idea of your ballpark.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, like, I know that...
I'm probably on the lower end, but it's hard to say.
Yeah.
We had about 100 people, I think, in New York, I don't remember. That was the second time.
Yeah, we had, well, in terms of that, teams, I thought we had, like, 70. We had 44 teams, and we had about 2 or 3 a team, so we didn't have that many people.
Yeah, I don't know, it seems like
it. I think that once we send out the date, I'll send it to Drexel, they'll send it out. Okay. I'll say you must RSVP no later than September 30th, and we'll get a list. Now obviously people can show up, but we'll have a list of our approximate count of how many people are coming, and then we'll go from there. And if we have to make changes, then we will.
Would places in Fairmount be good or no good? That's where I happen to know two places where you could go.
I think that I'm not sure. I mean, I think that having University City might be better. Like, the Civic House is good. If I can get Magpie to open up a room, that would be good, too. So we'll see. We'll see. I mean, but I will definitely reach out to you, and if that doesn't happen, we can try. I don't know. Are these places in Fairmount accessible for public transportation?
Sure.
Okay.
Rembrandt's or Bridget's. I know the owner well at Rembrandt's, but whether he has Sunday afternoon, that's the other thing you got to fit into with any restaurant. Do they have a room in use for something else or not?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're reserving it, how much money are you going to?
Yeah.
Right, and we, obviously we want to go on the cheap.
I'm allowing for that.
Right. So we'll see. Well, I mean, I think if it's Dodgering an Eagles game, I think we'll have more luck. I mean, I don't have the resources, since I don't live around here, to actually do a lot of the on-the-ground work. So I was going to ask people who came here, who live around here, to possibly, you know, work with me on this. So I know that you said you wanted to help, but you don't live around here.
Yeah, I live in Jersey like you do.
Yeah, it would be good if people brought their laptops and helped us upload.
Yeah, that's one thing we're going to ask for.
You show us the final place to make sure if we're going to do that, find wireless.
Yeah, that would be good to have wireless.
Which is why having it in Magpie would be good, because they have internet.
And of course, everyone, if you know, like the local blogs or mailing lists.
It would be better, because if we're going to do it like the opening planning project like we do in Manhattan, we'd rather have it in a place like that.
Right. So that would be awesome if we could do that. I mean, I think that's basically it. We just, people should contact me if they want to be involved. I know that Mind Spillage, who's big with the foundation and stuff, I think she lives around here. She was expressed interest online being involved.
Yeah, she's in D.C. and she's on the board of the foundation.
Yeah, and she's expressed interest in attending and participating and assisting. So.
Yeah, I want to do that. I don't want to be in the competition. I'm helping out with Richard from Manhattan, so.
But, yeah.
But I'm not so sure I want to run around taking pictures.
Of people here today, I'm the one that was running around doing it last year from Manhattan.
So you want to assist with the planning and organization?
Well, but my also thought is that you probably need people to be there at the end to help do.
Yeah.
And at the beginning and the end to help organize. I don't know about in between. Some people get lost.
in which case it's not fair if we help them. So it's a contest. Half of the fun is getting lost in Philadelphia.
I have an unfair advantage. I've been running around the city for a long time.
We shall make it. We'll find places. Anybody who wants to volunteer, we'll find a place for you to volunteer and to help us.
If you need to, can you send me the link to your list on the computer, because I need so I can go through it?
Yeah, I mean,
Are you using Richard's template that he made for him?
We haven't gotten to that point. We were just using a generic list of things that need pictures in Philadelphia, with the thought being that...
Yeah, I can convert it to Richard's template.
Great, perfect.
So, shouldn't be a problem.
Excellent.
And all you have to do is argue with me over the code.
I don't need to argue.
I know, because Richard and I have been doing it for about the last few days, trying to get Washington Heights and Inwood and New York City split.
Well, we'll figure it out. I mean, ideally, we'd want to try to... I really want to do is get the lat long for all the locations and put it on a map and actually geographically draw it, and then, of course, not give out the map, because the map's cheating.
Well, yes, but we did for ours. We put the location by street and number, if it's necessary.
Okay. Strategy discussion. Wikimedia strategic planning process.
I thought that's tomorrow.
What? Oh, yeah.
I haven't been involved in that at all.
I don't know. I mean, you could if you want. I mean, you and me are the only overlap. You know, there is a Wikimedia-wide strategic planning process that's been initiated from centrally. And they're sort of have a, there's a wiki, I don't know if you can take it up on some page or something, that has, okay, that's fine. And there's a whole bunch of proposals of where the Wikimedia Foundation, the Wikimedia movement should go in the next 5 years. And there are, you know, dozens and dozens of proposals. And one of the things that they put out is they're asking if people meeting up around the world want to discuss it, discuss different issues of where they think that we should go as a very broad movement in the next couple of years. I don't know if many people want to talk about that at all.
Take over Mexico,
yeah. And where should we be? Should we be, you know, in the university? Should we be in the library? Should we focus just on the website? Should we go into different types of projects?
I guess for me, because I'm a big education buff, really get it spread out.
What's the strategy for WikiBooks?
No idea.
See? What's the next Wiki Junior?
Or no idea.
Wikiversity, right?
I haven't been on there in probably about a month.
It started with You know, so something's going to split off.
We had one of the last things we talked about at the last meeting was that we could go into local schools around Philadelphia and assist people and how to, you know, how to assist kids and how to learn how to write, you know, type of thing.
We had a teacher from University City High School, and that was sort of interesting discussion. And we also, I mean, we've been doing some things in New York. We did classes at the local libraries. We've been doing some stuff recently with LaGuardia Community College. Also, if you know, actually, librarians have actually been surprisingly good people to work with.
Surprising. They're good people.
Not surprising. I mean, at first, a lot of them were very skeptical of Wikipedia and the Wikimedia movement, but now they know a little bit more about it. Many librarians are our biggest supporters inside of these institutions, so it's a very good development. This is the thing that came up on the Wikimedia Foundation mailing list recently. What project are we missing? Are we missing the project on genealogy? Are we missing the project on a summary of every fictional work ever written? are we missing critical analysis? I don't know.
There's no wiki opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wiki facts.
They're wiki facts.
All these things that are true. It's a problem.
Usually wiki opinion ends up going to IRC or Wikipedia review. Usually the two places you end up finding opinion.
I don't know. I mean, I think that we pretty much have the whole, everything that they're, all the knowledge of the world is contained in Wikipedia.
Which is not what I think they're trying to go for. I thought it was definitely not the sum of human knowledge.
Just slow down.
Well, a related thing is Google's proposal to put all the books online and competitive ideas from Yahoo, and of course there's a lawsuit over that. But when I've been doing some of these articles, Philadelphia history articles, going to Google Scholar is one of the ways I find information about 18th and 19th century people that otherwise aren't well known. I mean, George Washington's one thing, but how many people know who Thomas Willing was and why he's important, Philadelphia, but to the United States?
I mean, it's one of the restrictions that we have on content for the Wikipedia is that it's not a source of original research. And it's, and we have Wikibooks where I guess the purpose is to take stuff that's open and post it online, right?
Right.
And then there's Wiki, and there's like something where people can write textbooks on, you know, what's that called? That's Wikibooks also?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
so,
there's also the Wiki Source where they put
Wiki
up
source,
all kinds
right.
of documents that are not copyrighted.
You see, that's what I was. I'm sorry. That's what I was
right.
confused. Wiki Source is stuff where they take stuff that's open source or open and free and post it. And Wikibooks, people writing books. So, I think that project sort of exists. But Wikibooks, I guess you have to cite your sources too, right?
Yes. Although, it's a little bit different than that. It's not as strict as Wikipedia.
Okay.
Generally, it's a very tertiary kind of source. So we could cite, for instance, information on Wikipedia if it were properly cited.
People are frequently saying, you know, I want to find a place to publish my original research, you know, or I, you know, something's not well known, is not written up in scholarly journals. You know, where do I go? And obviously, the answer is scholarly journals. If you're an expert enough to get published, you should try to get published in a real in a reputable place, and then we can
create your conspiracy website.
Right, exactly.
Oh, I didn't want to imply that I was trying to do original research. I just want to know facts about someone that I can put together and cite them in line on
an
article.
You
That's
can already,
what I'm doing.
Right, you can already do that.
But I can't do that with some things because I haven't put up there yet. I can find them on paper, but not on Google yet, not on the internet yet. And that's where it's going. So in 5 years, when you talk about where Wikipedia will be, a big influence will be what else happens on the internet. And that's all over the place, and part of it depends on a lawsuit. Maybe you guys know about the lawsuit with Google's being sued, and they're trying to reach a settlement. with all the people that want money for their books, which I can hardly blame.
I mean, Google has their effort, and then the open, the Internet Archive / the Open Content Alliance is their project. And I guess they're sort of more the non-profit-y end.
Aren't they the Library of Congress at one point?
Well, the Library of Congress is, I don't know, I guess they probably collaborate with all of them.
Yeah, because are you talking about Archive.org?
Yeah.
Yeah, Archive.org was a project of the U.S. government.
Is it?
It was. It was. It may still be.
I think it still is, partially.
I don't know. I don't think it is anymore.
Well, because, I mean, the idea behind that was, hey, it's on the Internet. The Internet is transient. As the primary repository of all information in America, like the Library of Congress says they are, they felt it's necessary to take our tax dollars and use it to build an archive of the Internet, and they called it archive.org. At some point, it may have gotten moderately divorced from the U.S. government, but that's where it started. And I've heard they're trying to make their website less or more useful, because right now, a lot of times, you go on there and 90% of the links will be bad. You'll say, oh, this is an archive from XYZ date. You click on it, and then it's not available.
It's a little bit of a difficult interface. We actually had some videos on there, Wikimedia videos, trying to talk with them about how to coordinate them all, get them all in their one collection. It's kind of hard.
Yeah, they because it's sort of it's all done with spiders and stuff.
Yeah, they need more wiki community.
Yes, sir.
Can I put in my topic for discussion?
D. Thompson 8 handed out a sheet containing a summary of the quality and importance ratings of all the Wikimedia Project Philadelphia articles.
Go ahead.
Yes. I handed out this green sheet, and I've done similar things on other projects. This is the one for us, the Puerto Rico project. I happen to have some connections there.
Okay.
Much smaller than ours, right? But my objective was reduce the number of unassessed articles and the ones that have none as an importance. And I spent part of the afternoon, part of yesterday, and 70, this number down here, one where they meet, 1, 2, 3, 4, is 1, 2, 1, 7 right now, and it's going down.
Does none importance mean not important or not assessed for importance?
Not assessed for importance. And I pick up the article about Mike Schmidt or whoever. And
so what's the
Federal, U.S. Federal Bank, et cetera, and I put in.
Well, how does one tell what an importance of an article is?
Well, that's one of the tricky things that I thought I'd ask you guys how you would think
actually,
of it.
I think
I'd go in there and try to say, to me, this man is important, or to me, this person is inconsequential, and rock bands do not do well with me. But, you know, that's just me. But my thought is, if I put in there and say, so-and-so is low importance, other people don't like it, they're editors too, they can go in and say, oh no, this person is important. And it lines up with another question I think we had for this meeting. Where does Philadelphia end? And I took the Philadelphia tag off some punk band from New Hope. Now, yeah, is New Hope in Philadelphia or not, right?
Well, there are people who say that Philadelphia ends at Trenton and goes down to Cape May. But, yeah.
Wilmington, right?
Yeah, that's what
but
we
it probably
know.
Doesn't go all the way to New Hope.
Normally.
Route 179 at Lambertville, that's a bit too far north.
Right. Are there objective criteria for importance?
I thought it was very funny. I think I read it the other day. Someone left a message on some page saying, this is very interesting. Look what Wiki Project Philadelphia is doing. And I don't actually normally follow Wiki Project Philadelphia that closely, but it said, Wiki Project Philadelphia is having a vote on the top importance articles. And
really?
I saw I saw it, and it had like Rocky Balboa was there. Some very odd choices. Maybe Chicago. And Chicago had the Blues Brothers. That's what I'm thinking of. Chicago had a vote. So you could follow Chicago's example.
It does say there are guides for what the importance is, but no one really seems
pay attention to them that well. I mean, a lot of people put high and top for a lot of articles I wouldn't consider.
I put a lot of them low and stub or start.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess the big question.
But I look at the article. I think I can do better on quality than I can on importance, because importance is partially like beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder.
Okay, so I guess, I mean, let's go back. What is the purpose of rating importance and quality of articles? I'm just being devil's advocate for a moment.
Well, the quality thing, to me, means that somebody says, oh, no, I think Stephen Gerard, for example, is an important person, and you having rated only as a start, and I'm going to research him and get us up to a higher quality. Now, my thought for the project people is for you to look at this and say, how well are we doing, and where do we need to do some effort, some polishing, to look better than we look right now? And we can compare ourselves to New York or Chicago, or I think maybe Boston's more comparable than Chicago. But we can look at these numbers and say, do we have good quality articles or not? Are they about important topics or not?
But if it's all subjective, then what have we really proven?
I don't know. It's entirely subjective.
I mean, it's funny because, I mean, importance is kind of meaningless. And a lot of people spend their, you know, a lot of people spend actually the great majority of their Wikipedia efforts on rather unimportant topics. I've done this myself. My one featured article contribution is on George Washington. Not that George Washington. It is George Washington, the inventor of instant coffee. Mm-hmm. not a terribly important historical figure. But
April Fool's Day.
Yeah, it was April Fool's Day. Yeah, that was the whole shtick. But, I mean, we do have it for a reason. I mean, theoretically, what we want people to do is to direct their efforts, their limited volunteer efforts, more toward high importance things, which are theoretically be actually useful to people. The article on Philadelphia may be more important than the article on Market Street, you know, or just the article on Africa might be more important than the article on Naruto. just a bit.
And I guess from my end, rather unnotable articles comes very well.
So, I mean, I think that the with any volunteer organization, people are going to spend time on the things that they feel are underrepresented. So, yeah, I sort of agree.
Well, true enough. But here we have six people who are interested in Philadelphia. I hand you this list here. And can you look at it and say, you know, it kind of bothers me we've only got 12 articles up at FL and FA. And we should have more.
And only
three top importance articles are stubs.
51 articles above good article right now. I got article above right now.
So yeah, I mean, I guess you're right.
I think
this is the most important thing right here. The three top importance articles, which are stubs. We can fix that right now.
Yes, one of the problems I have is the technical matter. If I want to find those, I've got to look at all 29 articles until I stumble onto them, because I haven't got any way to go to a particular intersection on that page.
Yes, you do.
Oh, there's got to be a way.
Yes, you do.
No,
yes,
there isn't.
You just...
Just what? I can look at all the unassessed articles, and I'm buried in the 700 and some, trying to get at.
Well, you just look at top. You just go to the. You can just click on the top category, and then.
They're in categories,
right? I still got 29 of them.
Yeah, but you can figure it out.
I think these are all wiki categories, so you should be able to click on.
You can find intersections
That's
of
what
categories.
They are. I don't have no way.
There's
any way to do.
There's
the
a technical way of doing that. It's kind of difficult.
I think
it is possible.
Yeah, that's something isn't there like a one of these project statistics or assessment or something? The articles by quality log. There's some no.
No, the log.
One of these
the
things
log
gives you a
list
of all
the
articles.
How they've changed since the last update.
One of these gives you.
Philadelphia articles by quality. We could look at that.
I was looking at that too, and that was one of the things I'd read off some name in which was no importance and no quality rating. And I'd pull it up and say, oh, I know what to do with this, and I polish it up, and I assign ratings to it. That list was very useful. This is not so useful because it's so big. I compare it with Puerto Rico, and there's so few articles, then I could easily go through all of them.
I've seen worse. But my own project's worse than that.
I call it to you guys' attention to see if any of the rest of you will look it over and say, oh, if we go down the list of top, we can do something, the starts and stubs, we can do something about. And one of the things you can do sometimes is just take the Philadelphia project off because it's not relevant. And other times, you can do some digging on the internet and polish them up. But I'd hope there's more than six people to do it. And whether it's American history or any other subject, trains, I think the trains people are more active than all of U.S. history. Yeah,
the most active people on Wikipedia are the roads people.
Yay.
Trains people are very active.
Well, tropical cyclone project.
Yay.
That's the one.
You've named three projects in a row I'm involved
in. But the military history are the most organized. They elect a general.
They are the general. There's a problem. The only reason they have that is because you got to make sure that everything's factually accurate. That's the entire reason that's all set up.
Yeah, well, I mean, ideally you want everything to be factually accurate, right?
Yes.
That just means in a perfect world.
But yeah. I think the problem with military history here is, why are we using a bureaucratic system in one project and nowhere else?
I don't know. Maybe it's a good idea. I don't know.
Philadelphia articles are a wide variety of different things, unlike hurricanes or military history, I wouldn't be interested in doing articles on anything music related, but there are plenty of music articles in that list.
Again, everyone to their own how they want to edit.
Right. And I gave up looking at articles by importance, because there just seemed to be too many articles that seemed too important and that would be very difficult
at least for me. I have a memorized, so I know the immediate time I have to fix something, what's going what. Because at the Rhodes Project, we have a structured set, we use the structure, because I've been printing these out all week. For the fact is, we set up our quality over the structure. We have four different sections, so we just, if it's missing one of these pieces, it goes down to like C, then start if it's missing two, stub if it's missing one or has none.
Yeah, and they guess the same rating system that this is supposed to have, the quality rating system. And I've seen documents where they spell that out. It's just a matter of getting people to honestly rate the articles. But again, I think that if people want to spend time on actually improving the articles rather than rating the articles and stuff, that would probably bring more value.
That's what I'm hoping, what I call polishing. But it also is involved in new articles, and once in a while I do a new article. But the difficulty I see is how many people put anything onto our project page, see? If people put in the thing on the project page and says, I made a new article about so-and-so, or can we work on such and such, then we'd get more done. There's a lot more than six people in the project, right?
I genuinely believe that a majority of the people on Wikipedia who edit are not aware that there are regional projects like the Wiki Project Philadelphia. I don't think that's not extremely well known.
Pennsylvania's got way too many of them.
Yeah, I mean, and some of them are known, but a lot of people don't realize that, hey, this is how you add it to the project. You look at me to come from Mars, but it's true. So,
well, maybe it's just because I've dug at every kind of detail, and I come at it from military history, and I come at it from...
I mean, a lot of people are like that, but some people aren't. Probably most people here are like that.
Yeah. People who are willing to come up to a Wikipedia meetup are like that.
And now I have a whole lot of edits. I'm no longer trying to increase my number of edits. I've given up hitting the random article tab and seeing whether I want to fix it or not. Now, you're getting too many obscure places in Poland and India that way to get very far. Let me tell you,
I mean, the thing is, one frustration that I frequently have is if I want to get to the article about this meetup, in fewer than five or six clicks, I mean, I have it on my watch list, so I can get there very easily, but to find it without it being on your watch list, you have to click the project and then click the meetup and then click the meetup 9, and so it's kind of annoying, and it would be nice if there was
I have a great system for the New York meetups.
You just archive them every time.
Yeah, I archive them, and it's always the new one is always on /NYC. There are no numbers. And I try to get as many people to watch just the page as possible.
That's a good thing. I will do that from now on.
And in terms of regional things, for a little bit about strategy, one of the things that we have on the strategy thing, one of the things that I proposed was having regional working groups. It's sort of a chapters-related thing. The idea is that that maybe instead of every place having a chapter, that some places that have like maybe a low level of organization or just starting out can have a regional working group, which is not necessarily incorporated. Like actually, we have incorporated New York. We actually filed the paperwork and we're working on getting IRS approval and whatever. But that we can have just someone who is representing a regional working group, who's a more or less respected person who could represent that group, talking with the foundation, and can apply for grants or whatever, and can have whatever say in regional issues. And also this is something that we can do on a basis inside of a chapter. So, I mean, technically, the New York chapter covers Pennsylvania and Connecticut.
So, and Jersey.
And Jersey, which is sort of split.
Generous view of where New York goes.
Yeah. And so it would be great if at some point we could have, some sort of semi-formally organized thing in Philadelphia and Connecticut. And then maybe we could, help, get grants and whatever.
Yeah, in Washington.
In Washington. Yeah, eventually, yeah. First, I'm going to try to get Philadelphia and Connecticut, and then I'm going to push it out to Boston and D.C., and then we'll see. Maybe we'll merge with
Connecticut's,
like, a Midwest chapter.
Probably
and the
put Connecticut's
chapter.
In Hartford, obviously.
The Wiki Northeast.
That or New Haven, two off the top of my head.
I mean, I talked to quite a few people in Boston and D.C., especially at the Reeks and Wiki Conference. And they very much are interested in an East Coast type of deal. They didn't want to incorporate on their own. I guess we just have to sort of expand out to meet them.
The question is, where do you want to define the working group? I mean, using Jersey as an example, because we're stuck between New York City and Philly, what do you want to define it as?
Because
even if we had a smaller working group for Newark or something to that regard.
Yes. It's not like, it's not like Congress.
I know that.
It's whoever, comes. If we're very lucky and we get a whole bunch of people in Newark, then we'd have a Newark working group. Why the hell not?
My worry about Newark is that it's too close to New York City.
If somehow we get Cory Booker on our side.
That would work.
And he puts Wikipedia at the top of every high school in Newark, then, I'll thank God and we'll make
in jail?
No, that's the last one.
That's Sharp James. Cory Booker's the current mayor.
He's the reform mayor. What are you talking about? He's the, like, the
Sharp
hero mayor.
Sharp James is in prison.
Yeah, no, he's the, he's like the idealistic young guy.
Because, it really, you could, if you took, we could meet ups in Morristown, New Jersey, Central.
I don't like the idea of putting it in Morristown. Very unpopulated. Let's try to keep it populated urban center.
Morristown's populated.
Not very. look at the surrounding area of it.
We could put it in Somerville, then.
New Brunswick, because I live right next to it.
Well, that's far.
Far?
I mean, it's closer to New York. All right, we'll figure it out. But yeah, I guess that's, does anyone else have anything else they want to talk about?
You want to talk about the next meetup?
Well, we're
on the,
okay.
Would that be in the winter, in the spring?
It's probably going to be in the winter. We'll try to do something in January or February once the holidays are over.
You know, for future sake, maybe we should schedule the opposite month of the Manhattan.
Yeah.
Ones, yeah. So we don't have to play musical meets.
Yeah, so when is New York meeting?
January.
Okay, so we'll do February.
Yeah,
great. Right.
I know.
The thing I'll mention is I will produce this chart again in February. I can put it up in the Commons and link it onto our page.
Put it out. Or you can put it in the.
Put a link.
It is on the page, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think you compiled this yourself, didn't you?
No, I did a screen capture on the present page, and I don't know, even know how often they update it.
Whenever the bot runs.
It's every day or something.
It's every few days.
And when we capture it again, we can look at these numbers and see if
we
can make progress.
We don't really have to capture it. We can link to it. And whatever. It does not. That's fine. That's a good point. I mean, we'll do February. I know February 14th is out.
But other than the 14th of February.
And if anyone has any other good ideas of places to meet.
We're definitely looking for a place that isn't constantly closed when we're trying to have meetings.
That'll be good.
Actually, I know that Drexel's in session in February.
I don't have a good connection with Penn, but if somebody can find out whether that Civic House is a spot, that might be better.
Civic House or Magpie, those are the two we're hoping to
partner with. I don't know what Magpie is at all. Tell me.
It's an organization that is... It's sort of the internet too in Philadelphia, and I've been introduced to them, and I'm talking to them. In addition to the meeting in February, we're going to do another Wiki Takes Philadelphia somewhere in the vicinity of there that will be an inside event. Like, we're going to try to partner with the art museum and with other things along the parkway.
Basically, Wikipedia loves Art Philly.
Right. So that's planned. As a possible opportunity for the winter. We'll try to model after New York because they're awesome.
If anyone, I'm just saying for this room, and I'll say it for this, if anyone has anything for Brad for the list when I convert his list, just send it to me on my talk page if you need to. I need talk page views anyway.
Yeah, we have, we're going to all update the one that I already have, and then we'll take a shot of it the day before the event and make it into the printout version.
Well, actually, the way Richard worked it, if you have the right resolution and everything, it can just print out the same way it is. Yeah. Because I know my computers, the computer I usually do all my work on has very bad resolution when it comes to the checkboxes. But my laptop has very good resolution in that regard, so it and everything looks perfect. So I don't think you have to worry about screen capturing or anything, because you'll have basic printout list if you use the right resolution computer.
It's designed to be able to print from the page so people can print their own if they want to, or just so it's slightly easier. Because, I mean, when we did it last time for New York, we had this whole giant extra spreadsheet we had to work on, and we did it very late at night the day before, and it was very difficult. That's just going to spare a little bit of effort.
Well, I want to sort of have a freeze on it. I don't want people to edit it the day of.
And, just lock it.
Just check the page. Use an admin like him.
All right. Someone else have anything else to talk about? Seeing none. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And this concluded the Philadelphia meetup for September 12th. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, please search on English Wikipedia for Wikipedia:meetup/Philadelphia.